Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Well, JP, the 2026 version of college football, the beautiful video game that returned last year, it's coming out soon. The cover art being released this weekend. Ryan Day, Caleb Downs, Jeremiah Smith represented from the Ohio State front. Meanwhile, Michigan has Bryce Underwood on the cover, too, despite the youngin' never stepping foot on the field for the school yet. Should Bryce Underwood be on the cover?
Wait, so does each school get their own cover art? Is that what that is?
No. So it's like a crowd now. So you get like a gaggle of college football figures.
Oh, what was the cover I saw? It had Jeremiah Smith and it had someone else, too, and an Alabama kid. What was that?
Brian Williams on there?
Yeah, what was that cover?
I think that might just be the basic cover, and then this one is a deluxe edition.
Ah, very good.
We got a lot of covers of this whole thing, don't we?
Yeah, and the deluxe version's like $99.
No, what do you? What extra things do you get in the deluxe version outside of the
does your taxes?
It's yeah. Like TurboTax.
You also get a little bit of NIL.
Yeah, it's a little break.
I think
break
you
off.
Get it the weekend early, so you get like an additional 3 days access.
Yeah. For $30.
I could see people paying $30 for 3 days access.
Not I.
I could totally see people doing that.
If you could tell me that they'd release it tomorrow, so I could start playing it tomorrow, and that would help fix my, get my fix in, I'd love that for all of summer, but no, not 3 days.
When does it actually come out? Like right before the season starts?
It's like July.
July?
Yeah, July 10th.
And you know how many people would pay $30 more for like 2 months extra of access?
Yep.
That's the new wave of all these video games, isn't it? You're going to pay for it's like a pre-release, yep. And you're going to have like a month or 2 months, and you're just going to have it when no one else does.
I was walking the aisles at the local store, and the Madden from last year and college football are now $20 each.
Did you buy it?
No, because I'm going to buy the next one.
You can't be a year behind.
But seriously, Bryce Underwood shouldn't be on the cover, right?
I mean, who do you want on the cover?
Not a kid that hasn't played. It can be literally any of the kids that played last year. You could have Caden Proctor's big ass on there, the tackle for Alabama. And I'd be like,
if you're trying to represent Michigan 2025 football season, at the end of it, you're probably going to say Underwood's the guy.
Yeah, but that's not. See, this is
it's a lot of projecting.
The history of college football or NCAA was it was all about who were the big stars the year previously. I like that we're going forward, but like make it Jeremiah Smith. Bryce Underwood does not deserve to be on the cover of something right now with Jeremiah Smith, who might be one of the five greatest freshmen Ohio State's ever had.
No, don't pay for the deluxe edition. We won't have that problem.
I'm not
going to
do it now.
Yeah, there we go. Take that deluxe edition.
Omaha!
All right, good news around the NBA. Tyrese Halliburton's father has been freed. He's going to be allowed to attend game 4, according to multiple sources. Halliburton, of course, missed 8 games following that confrontation with Giannis. I like this. I like that they finally got there. I'm sure he learned his lesson. I wouldn't sit him courtside, but I'm sure he learned his lesson.
Oh, no, I'd put him courtside. I'd get him. I'd
put him in a suite, have him far away.
You understand, Karl Anthony Towns is so much softer than Giannis. I would have Pops Halliburton just chirping at Cat all day long and get him tossed.
Have you heard the what's going viral these days is all these New Yorkers trying to do impressions of Cat?
No.
Have you heard Karl Anthony Towns actually speak?
He has two different voices.
It is something different.
Yeah. He has like this really deep voice, and then he'll just like in a different answer, he'll just go really high up here, but with like a weird New York accent. It's bizarre.
It's one of the funnier things ever. I think John Halliburton would destroy him.
Well, until Cat came off the court and just wholesale beat his ass because he's an older man.
I don't know that Cat's got it in him to just straight up hit an old man and John Halliburton. Giannis didn't.
Well, because Giannis has...
Giannis grabbed Mathurin's head like it was a bowling ball, but he didn't even think about touching John Halliburton.
He is a... that's because he respects his elder. He's European.
In a way that Cat doesn't, apparently.
Europeans view violence a little different than us Americans. We're a little more punchy-punchy.
Tell that to the Jokic brothers.
Okay, that's Eastern. That's Eastern European.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I'm talking about Mediterranean Europeans who are... there's a different style of life here. Eastern European dudes, it's just... They thrive on Siberia-type temperatures. Come on, that's not even... And that's just ridiculous. A prominent TikToker attempted a 24x24x24x24 challenge. 24 cheeseburgers, 24 beers, and hike 24 miles on the Pacific Crest Trail and do it all in 24 hours.
Oh.
Doesn't this sound like the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
Yeah.
And apparently this guy's like doing Tough Mudders all the time, or like the super, like, guys, at some point, it's not like, look at how much I take care of myself. It's you just have a different will to die than I do.
So I do. Like, I do at some
me
point.
Me eating a lot of sugar and you doing triads. Yeah. Same thing. Right, we're both covering up some pain with going way too far in one direction.
I do want to at some point try the 999, the 9 hot dogs, 9 beers, 9 innings.
That I could crush. The problem is, could I stop at 9 beers?
I don't know that I could get 9 hot dogs.
But here's the problem with doing this.
I could eat 4 easily.
24
cheeseburgers.
I'm pushing
myself, maybe 6.
24
7?
Cheeseburgers and 24 beers while hiking.
We got 24 hours.
So squatting.
No, you got 24 hours. So he's going to do one beer an hour, and so that it'll take it out of its system in the one beer, 1 hour, in the time that it goes through, right? So
I'd do 4 beers every 4 hours.
At no point will he actually be tipsy at all. Basically, he's going to use the beer as the water. The hard part about this is doing the 24 cheeseburgers while then also not wanting to take a nap.
While also... I mean, you got to get some water in there. Well,
so wait, did he do it, or is he just talking about doing it?
He fell short. He was not able to complete the 24x24x24x24 challenge. And
how short did he fall?
Did not say in the thing. I read it on Bro Bible. Did not say how far. But he documented it, and at some point, I think he just gave up. Yeah, like a coward.
That's kind of the hero we need in these type of stories, isn't it?
Omaha! I don't know. Real hero would have completed the journey. That's just me.
Yeah, the beer part is just water at that point. You just do one an hour. It's just water.
Beer, as we found out yesterday, beer does dehydrate you. So you would also need like a pretty heavy duty electrolyte, so you're not losing your necessary minerals in your body.
I would have assumed he would do the beer and then also have like a Gatorade or a water or something like that, and then just kind of make that his whole deal throughout the entire stretch. Oh. The burger part.
What are you chasing with?
The burger part is what seems impossible. 24 burgers in 24 hours?
Yeah, we have to figure out the quality of burgers. I think he just did like the cheeseburgers from McDonald's. Just the single patty cheeseburgers, which are like mini cheeseburgers now.
Still a lot. Shador Sanders has called out another lie about buying a $500,000 Rolls Royce. Both Shador and Dion have both called this a lie. Dove Kleiman was the one initially putting it out there and suggesting USA Today is run with it. Everyone's ran with the idea that Shador bought and spent his whole rookie signing bonus, the $500,000, on this Rolls Royce. He believes this is something necessary to comment on and say, no, I did not buy any sort of car with that money.
All right, so one, I don't really believe Dion or Shador because I don't know that they're always, and I feel like they're smart enough to know you don't always have to be 100% honest. I think Dion's really cagey, and it's kind of what makes him fun to cover. That being said, why would you care?
I don't know why people would care either. I think people would look at it like it's almost irresponsible with the money, but he's made $10 to $12 million, and if he wants to buy a $500,000 car, is that the most financially sound advice I could ever give the young man? No, not that he's asking for it, but who cares? It's his money.
I get super annoyed at people who then judge the kid for doing that. I'm a little annoyed at Shador's defensiveness.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I don't know that it was defensiveness. I think he just said another lie and that was it.
Oh, yeah, well, that's kind of defensive, right?
It's in denying it.
Yeah, like who cares?
Well, I kind of wondered why both of them actually commented on it, if we're being honest.
Yeah, that's...
This seems like the type of story you would just kind of let go and it was what it was.
Yeah, it's a weird battle to pick. But that being said, he's like 22. Of course he's going to buy something with it that... Like, there's just so much of, like, this story really does. When people get mad at players for doing this, it's just a reminder that we just can't relate to that young and the kind of money that kid is going to have at that young, or really any young football player has, right? Like, I would never buy a $500,000 car with a $500,000 signing bonus. I wouldn't buy a $100,000 car with a $500,000 signing bonus. I'm also not a replenishing fund of money that comes out of nowhere, which is what happens, because it's not just about what you make. Pro football players have a myriad of different ways to make even more money than that.
Yeah, I mean, his Instagram alone makes him enough to go ahead and buy this car if he wanted.
Same.
Yeah, same. I hear that about you.
Omaha! Big on the gram, they say. A Michigan father and a 12-year-old son were bow fishing in a marsh when they say they had a frightening run-in with Bigfoot. Yeah, turns out Bigfoot dropped out of a tree. The family dog went to buck up at Bigfoot.
I love dogs in these type of stories. Like, you ever seen dogs against bears and the dogs chase? I saw them one the other day. His dog chased a bear up the tree.
Yeah, yeah.
The stones on that dog.
Yeah, my dog would not do that. Mongo would just be like, Dad, it's your fight. So Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization investigator Matthew Moneymaker commented that after two phone calls with the father-son, he's confident this was Bigfoot.
I thought someone already copped to creating Bigfoot and that was it.
No.
Bigfoot's... Like, so many years ago, I thought somebody came up with we created the idea of Bigfoot and it's all been a lie.
No.
And then everyone has just kind of just gone along with not believing that.
Because Bigfoot is just another thing from the Yeti the Bigfoot mythology goes all the way back to native times, things written on the wall.
Oh, I could have swore somebody tried.
Really bad synopsis of.
Oh, there we go. 1958. This guy named Ray Wallace claimed to have. This is the first guy to claim to have found Bigfoot.
Okay.
It was. I don't know. Some guy in the 50s, I guess, came up with the idea.
Yeah. Would you want to come face to face with Bigfoot?
Well, no. I mean, I wouldn't. No, I have no chance. If we were talking a real Bigfoot, I have no chance.
There's a part of me that hopes there's like a Harry and the Hendersons kind of situation. Like, he'd be afraid at first, and he'd be intimidating, and then he'd smell, you know, me messing myself, and he'd be like, "This guy's okay," and then we'd just be bros.
Would he touch your face and be like? Does Bigfoot speak English in this world?
Or I don't think so.
What is Bigfoot? I mean, if he's not around people.
He's pretty isolated.
He's not around people. How is he ever going to learn English?
I don't know. That's a really good point. I don't think he does. I mean, he just kind of grunts.
Bigfoot found a radio at some point and is just a big Cardinals fan. He got KMOX.
Big P1 to 92.3 the fan.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think I'm Bigfoot in Michigan, Lions fan. Wrong. He actually grew up in the country and then just my job took him up to Michigan. Happens. Happens to a lot of people.
Classic Bigfoot.
Yeah. Oh, man, we are really at the end of this one.
Yeah, we are.
No, I would totally want to see Bigfoot.
I would not.
Why?
I want nothing that if I speak to it, it has no idea what I'm going to say, how to respond back to me. That includes a lot of animals in this equation.
I was going to say.
I don't want to.
Yeah, animals.
If there's no reason that can be had, I think I'm pretty good. Like, I've escaped a lot of different bar fights and stuff like that because I can just talk. I can just talk and be like, you don't want to do this. Nobody wants to fight here. Let's not have this. I can't do that with a bear. I can't do that with Bigfoot. I can't be like, hey, listen, you don't want to do this right now. You got more to live for, Bigfoot. Like, no, Bigfoot can just snap.
I think Bigfoot would be an easier fight than a bear because a bear has claws, whereas Bigfoot just has, monkey paws. I just kick the guy square in the skips. just tee off like
he never saw
like
it coming.
Phil Dawson.
He just never saw it coming.
Be like, hands up. I don't want to do this. And then as soon as he gets close, you just kick him right in the pillbox.
Would Bigfoot know to naturally cover the pillbox?
No.
Because he's not around people at all. So we wouldn't see it coming.
Going for the genitalia, so he's not used to it. He's not used to something. Pam, right there.
Yeah.
And then you got to throw the youngest kid behind just so you can get a better.
Well, naturally. You don't have to be the fastest person in the world. You just have to be fastest than the youngest kid.
All right, that went to a couple places there. 216-474-0092. Would you want to meet Bigfoot? And if true, this would be a big return for the Browns to the pre-Stefanski era. We'll see if that's true. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guaranteed. Applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.